it's the most obvious target. It's the most exposed. It's the most difficult to hold. If the Russians take Severodonetsk, that means they basically hold Luhansk, all of it. The Russians, this is their kind of concentration point now. So they do have the firepower advantage and they are just slowly grinding their way forward. It's very difficult for the Ukrainians to defend against as a sort of direct threat, because in order to hold positions, they have to stay there. And so, with enough artillery fire, almost any defensive position becomes fairly untenable. So in Severodonetsk, the Russians are trying to push the Ukrainians out of the remaining bits of the city which they hold. The Ukrainian forces are holding on, but their supply lines into the city are threatened. On the other hand, if you look at the front as a whole, Russian offensive operations have largely ceased in most of the front line, because they just don't have the momentum anymore. They don't have the force densities anymore. They can't. They haven't been able to generate really serious reserves. They still don't hold Donetsk, so they don't hold all of the Donbass. It's obvious that the rules of the new world order will be exactly sovereign. If the Russians had taken it when it initially looked like Severodonetsk was going to fall a few weeks ago, without disproportionate losses, then it would probably have had a greater impact than a fall in several weeks' time will do, if it happens. If the Russians do take Severodonetsk, all of it, then they will hold all of Luhansk Oblast in effect. That is politically significant. Strategically, it's not a huge difference from where we are now, but it would certainly be a significant political blow for Ukraine. And it's worth remembering that a key part of Ukraine's viability as a fighting force going forward is that international partners and allies remain convinced that Ukraine can win, because the Ukrainian economy has been largely destroyed by the Russians, both by blockade and the physical destruction, seizures of territory and population centers.